running to the newsmaker line in just a second, but again, breaking news in the last half hour. You heard it first here on WoWo. By a vote of 32-15 in the Indiana Senate and 67-28 in the Indiana House, the governor's veto, the Republican legislators down in the Indiana House, have overturned the Republican governor's veto of a bill that would have protected young women in junior high and high school sports by not allowing those born as a male at birth to participate in the sports. The governor, to a shock, and many people vetoed that. That veto has now been overcome. We'll talk about it with your phone calls later in the broadcast. But first, a return visitor to the Pat Miller program. I think this is her fourth or fifth time on the program. And one of the times before, she was actually here with me live in the studio. But she is here with me now on the Newsmaker line. It's Star Parker. Star, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. But let me understand what you just announced in the breaking news.
Yes, ma'am.
Your legislature sent up a bill to say we've got to protect women.
Yes.
Your governor vetoed the bill.
Yes, who is a Republican.
And now your legislature has said, you know what, we've got to protect women.
They came back for a special session today. It's built into the Indiana Constitution. They come back for a special one-day session if there's some stuff regarding some bills they need to mop up or clean up. So they came back today, and by 68% in the Senate and 71% in the House, the Republican legislature overcame the Republican governor's veto of their bill, so now it will stand. Girls in sports, Star, will be protected in the state of Indiana.
Well, hallelujah. And I think that you have just announced to your audience, Pat, and I love you dearly, you know that,
yes.
That elections do have consequences, but
yes.
Primaries are even more important than ever to make sure that people understand that when you vote party, you got to make sure you're not voting only party, but principle. That we're in a cultural war, and what's at stake is biblical truth, freedom and biblical truth versus pagan and secular big government. And I am so happy to be on the show with you today. I haven't been on with you for a while to hear this breaking news.
Yeah, it's probably been 4 or 5 years, but yeah, and you're exactly right. Some people think the only time they want to go out and vote is a presidential election because that's the biggie. But I happen to think that this midterm is huge because we have to get a Republican majority back in the United States House and the United States Senate, if for no other reason than to start putting some speed bumps down on the road in front of this runaway agenda of our president.
I have to agree with you. And actually, not just this midterm, all midterm and primaries. You're absolutely right. I think that one of the reasons that we're in the state of affairs we're in is because the heartland, the decent people in the quiet communities all across our country, think that America has been in favor of what they believe, the mm-hmm. principles of Christianity, the virtues of capitalism, the rule of law in our Constitution. They got up, went to church on Sunday morning, sent their kids to school to behave on Monday morning, went to work, and then they opened their eyes by Saturday and said, what has happened to our country? And that's where we are today. So you're absolutely right. It's not just about getting up and deciding that we're going to go to church on Easter and Christmas mm-hmm. and or go in when it's a presidential election. But laws matter. The public square is incredibly important. I work here in Washington, D.C. with curepolicy.org, as you know.
Right.
We're trying to just promote market-based solutions to fight poverty. And we're like running in front of, trying to stay in front of the culture that's saying, no, maybe everything should look like our broken neighborhoods, where these progressives that have taken over all of our public square are promoting their utopia, if you will, of totalitarianism, and just let it do whatever it's going to do, and then maybe we'll, solve the problem with some safety net. And that is not ideal to the founding principles. So you're exactly right. If good, decent people are not engaged, we are going to lose our culture and our country, which is where we are right now. We have a little bit of moment to turn it around.
Yeah, and a little bit of moment is true. If we let this moment slip by, there's no promise to any of us that these moments will reoccur again. We're talking to Star Parker, who is, I'll just say it, she is beautiful in face and in vision and in brilliance. She is one of the smartest young ladies I know. She is an African American, and she speaks to that. The State of Black America, which is the newest publication to come out of Cure, her organization, marriage, family, abortion, and poverty in Black America. And Black America, one thing I've noticed, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Star, there are an awful lot of people, some of them Black, some not, who want to step up and go, well, this is what we as Blacks think. And I hear them spew this stuff, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I know some Black people in my neighborhood, in my city, in my church, in my community. That's not how they think. You've got a select few that are trying to tell the Star Parkers of this world, you know, this is how you're supposed to think. This is what you're supposed to be. They're constantly grabbing, you know, the Black Supreme Court justices of this world and trying to cram square pegs down into round holes. We need to stop them from doing that. I think Black Americans have all the ability to stand up and speak for themselves just like white Americans do.
And everyone knows this. This is the beauty of America, that anyone from any background, any ethnicity, even if you need to be born again and start over, This is the place to realize that dream. But you're absolutely correct. And this is the reason I'm so thankful you have me on, is because that State of Black America report that we just completed, that book we just completed, is being released even today. You're actually my first interview on it.
Wow.
It's a compilation of those who do not believe that narrative that for the last 60 years we have heard, that Black problems are somebody else's fault, that America's so inherently racist, we don't have to mainstream, and et cetera, et cetera. Rich people are taken from the poor, and poor are poor because of the rich. We've heard that. I heard that all my young life. And in hearing that, you just get lost. I got lost in criminal activity and drug activity and sexual activity and abortion activity and welfare activity until I'm born again. So getting to what your point is, a third of African Americans poll as evangelical and conservative. One third, and you're absolutely right, they have no voice. That's one of the reasons that Cure Policy has put together this report, because every year for years and years and years and years and years, the Urban League has come out with their report to declare the narrative of Black America that you're just a bunch of victims. So we're speaking for the third that say, no, we're not victims. We actually believe in evangelical conservatism. And then that one little sliver that says, and we are conservative in our political interests. Mm-hmm. When you think about what has happened in public policy, when you think about what's happened in our political world, every other large ethnic group votes their values. 29% of Asians say they're conservative, so we get about 29% of that vote. In the Latino community, 25% say they're conservative, so we reach up near 25% of that vote. Black Americans, the only community that says 22% say we're conservatives, but we get 8% of that vote when it comes to protecting the interests of Christianity, capitalism, and our Constitution. So those are the things that we are addressing in this book, The State of Black America, and those are the things that need to change. And they can only change when people are informed and they go and vote their convictions.
And again, that's The State of Black America by Star Parker. So make sure you find that online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever you go. The State of Black America, Star Parker. As soon as I get off the air with you, Star, and I get to a commercial break here, I'm ordering my copy. But
well, you have to – one little correction. It's not mine. It's a compilation of a lot of academic thinkers, and it's edited by our Cure fellow. We actually have our own Cure analyst and scholar, Dr. William B. Allen. So we're a part of it, but it's our project, but it's not Star Parker alone. It's a whole lot of folks that are intellectuals that are speaking into the State of Black America, the alternative narrative to what we keep hearing over and over again from the Black left.
Okay, but now wait a minute. Whether it's him or you or others, are you telling me that there's that many Black Americans and people that love Black Americans that don't think that you're supposed to just fall in line and do everything that Whoopi Goldberg tells you to do?
Out of the 45 million African Americans in the country, about a third, 10 million, 10, 15 million, say, we don't believe that stuff, and they need a voice. So Cure Policy has become their voice.
There you go.
So
well,
they don't believe it.
Well, we got to get that 10 million to the polls, I'll tell you that right now. Star, so let me ask you this real quick, and I appreciate so much you making time to be with us today. But you tell me that in this writing, with all these disciplines and everything that's in there, the State of Black America is going to give to the world, as you call it, a toolbox of intellectual resources to aid careful and sound thinking on one of the most fraught issues of our time. Can you say that without somebody saying you're the female version of a Tom's Cabin?
Well, they do say those things, and that's one of the reasons that I have a wonderful team around me so that they have to read that stuff so it doesn't get me distracted from what God said about me and what the scripture says about those that really want to live a whole and wholesome life. I mean, it's not rocket science, the success sequence. And in fact, when we ran billboards during the so-called progressive summer of love, where they were burning down all properties that didn't belong to them and tearing down statues, we actually ran billboards in our hard zip codes. We ran them in Milwaukee. We ran them in Minneapolis. We ran them in Philadelphia and all over the country that were the success sequence. If you really are tired of poverty, it just said tired of poverty, had a beautiful African-American female on some of them, beautiful African-American male, young. We were targeting those 12 to 16-year-olds. So if you're really tired of poverty, you need to do five things. Finish high school. Take any job and just work harder than the person above you. Get married, especially before having children. Save and invest.
Yeah.
And then give back to your community. We had a little scripture, and BLM, Black Lives Matters, demanded that Clear Channel breach their contract with us and pull those boards down. They threatened Clear Channel, who owns most of the billboards in all of our really hard communities, and told them, you take them down or we're going to burn them down. And, of course, Clear Channel had no problem just breaching their contract with us so that they could appease BLM.
Yeah.
It make no mistake, we're in a culture war for the heart and soul of this country, and blacks are the pawn of this. 24 million killed in their war against the poor from the left in the African-American community should awaken all of us to say this is very, very serious. There are people that have interests outside of really fixing what is broken down for the least of these, and cures the alternate voice. We're the ones saying, hey, you want some information? Here it is. And the state of Black America, it's a tome, it's thick, but it's the starting point to say, here's your equipment, here's your, as you said, toolbox to get the conversation started.
How do you even keep your wits about you when you've got a such a huge, large component of the mouthpieces of this country that say, if you're a Clarence Thomas, if you're a Ben Carson, if you're a Star Parker, you might look the part, but Star, you're not really Black. Because really, Black people don't think that way. Yeah, you hear it all the time, don't you?
Hey, but you know what? But the one thing beautiful about when they took my color, it allowed me to put Christ first. And so I was very happy. And then I'm an original California girl, so I like that too. Both Ben and Clarence are friends of mine. But one of the blessings that God has done for me is because of just those decent people in choir communities who help my work at Cure Policy. It is a nonprofit. They send me their gifts. I'm able to hire a staff that keeps all that from me. So I get to focus on reading a proverb a day to understand wisdom and understanding.
Yeah.
Reading a psalm a day to get that wisdom and understanding. So I don't have to deal with as much of the wrath of the left. Now, there was a point when Trump was here and made some comments about Charlottesville that we needed to clarify. And when the discussion turned to them hoisting their rainbow flag and tearing down the Confederate flag, although I don't agree with the Confederate flag, I did have to ask, why in the world will you tear down a Confederate flag and hoist a rainbow flag when flags have meaning? Then one says no blacks, the other says no Christian. Perhaps you guys should reconcile this.
Yeah.
And I did hear then from the wrath of the left to the degree that I had to go into a security protection program and move out of my personal home.
No kidding.
But other than that, I don't have to listen to them. I don't have to read their garbage. All I want to do is stay focused on what God is asking me to do, because I know somebody out there is just like Star Parker. I know somebody out there is wallowing in these horrible choices they've made, watching their lives spiral down into a dark hole, that God can save them and set them on a course for goodness, for righteousness, and then they can give back and maybe even heal their community. I have been saying since this Roe v. Wade discussion started again to where we might be getting close to the Dobbs decision, sending abortion out of our national law, that 24 million dead, when you think about Black community and you think about what the left keeps narrating, that, you know, we need equity, we need DEI, we need equity, equity. You just killed off your equity, because when you think about generational movement, you have one generation that comes in struggling. Every immigrant community in this country came in struggling. Then you have one that just moves to some sustainability, that very next generation. Now they're a little sustained because their grandparents, the parents struggle.
Right.
Now the grandchildren, they move into an area of success. That's who we killed off. Those are the ones that become your entrepreneurs and your investors. So if Black people really want reparations and reconciliation, then they need to look in the mirror and see what we've done and then push back on the program. progressive left that keep insisting that our equity and our economic stability is rooted in killing our offspring. They're wrong. It's horrific to what God has done for us in creating us in His image, and we're going to fight them on this very fundamental truth.
As you folks can tell, as you've done in years past, Star is very shy. It's hard for her to speak with passion about what she believes.
I'm trying to get over it. I'm in the three-step program. I keep myself to listen to myself and slow down, but I won't listen.
This is nothing new for her. She has focused on healing distressed communities since 1995. If you're looking for a very long list of national black conservative leaders, there isn't one. There's a short list, but she's one of the names on that short list. Star, I'm going to impose on you. I'm going to ask you, if you in late September, I'm in Washington, D.C., I'm there for FAIR, Federation of American Immigration Reform, their radio row. I'm there for two full days doing my program from the rooftop of the Fox News building there in Washington, D.C. If we can get our schedules together in those 2 days, if I could have a half an hour of you one of those 2 days and you and I could sit down again live with each other, if it works at all, I would desperately love to have you on.
We have to make it work. Get back with Blake and make it work, because I'm here. My office is two blocks from the White House. We're right here. I would love to do it. In fact, you know, I launched a new weekly television show, Cure America with Star Parker.
Right.
We got all the data in that a lot of people want to watch their news instead of read their news, which is what I do. We said, well, then let's bring our news to life. And so I have Cure America with Star Parker, and I just had a guest on from FAIR.
Is that right?
Really cool.
No,
yes,
that's
somebody
very,
right here
very
from
cool.
Washington, because we had to talk about 42. I mean, these guys are really trying to say, hey, let's even let the sick ones in now.
Yeah, there you
it's
go.
Not enough to bust the border with millions. Let's also bring in the, you know, the others. So we do have a crisis. So I'm glad to hear that you're going to be here. And I'm pretty sure that I will be around during that last week of September, because our Cure Policy Summit with our clergy is that very next Monday.
Okay.
When the calendar turns into the 1st of October. So
well,
let's get that done. I would love to be back with you, and I'm glad that you had me on again.
Well, it's been my great joy today to have you on. You can find the book, The State of Black America. It's by the Center for Urban Renewal and Education, edited, as she said, by W.B. Allen. And you can find it online and then order it online and get that book and get it there. Stop letting people tell you what it is that the blacks really believe that's not true. Listen to people that fight for conservatism inside the black community, where most people say it doesn't even exist. That's Star Parker. Star, thank you so much for today. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome. And I look forward to seeing you at the end of September, if not before.
Podcasts by Federated Media.